Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
All right, we're into June, but we're in this crazy weather thing that has been
ugly.
Cloudy, but then 90. Up in the hills, raining.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
I don't know.
It's messing with us.
Yeah, I know.
It's just been crazy. But we do have Ron Grant here on Saturday, KVTA, 9 years plus in the business of doing this Safer Money Solutions show. And you have kept people's money safe in Ventura County for many, many years, even prior to that, prior to going on the air. So nice work you've done, Ron.
Yes, try. We want to make sure that people sleep at night, Spence, and keep their money safe.
That's right.
So that's what we do.
But if they work the night shift, we want them to sleep in the day because that's how it would execute the best.
That's funny.
Right?
Yes.
We could have a swing shift
that's
out there.
That's correct.
You never know.
But when they sleep, we want them to sleep and not worry about losing any of their principal or any of their gains, whether you're on that night shift or you're on the day shift.
Or if you're retired and you just want to know it's safe.
And you just want to take a nap.
That's right. Just relax because this shouldn't be something that's pressing you. This should be something that you know is handled.
That's right.
And that's how it goes with Ron Grant. Car shows, what's going on? What's happening out there?
Car shows. Santa Paula last night, which I guess was nice. I didn't get a chance to go. But I don't think anything's coming up today or tomorrow that I know of. But we're going to be talking about the big show on July 14th here in just a few minutes at Vista Ford. It's the 10th annual Collector Car Appreciation Day. So I want everybody to stay tuned on that. We've got a guest coming up. We're going to talk about the pinup contest and the bands and all that stuff. So stay tuned for that.
It's great. It goes back into the nostalgia of the whole thing. Sure. You really get the feeling at these shows. It's fun. And even for people that are way too young, you see a lot of father, son, people just going through looking at the cars. The vibe is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun.
It's a family thing.
The way they set it up. It's really, really nicely
done.
Nice
for family.
The car shows are great. We love them here. So, you know, another thing, a big bonus with Ron is for the last few years, you've been online, and you can actually listen to the Safer Money Solutions show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just log on to the website, safermoneyspecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon, and boom, if you're in Belize and you have internet, you get Ron Grant. It doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah, you can be wherever you're
For example,
Belize
could be a place you end up. As long as you have the internet, you got Ron Grant.
Don't call me collect, though.
SaferMoneySpecialist.com. What about the book? You have a book that's also online available.
I do have a book that you can go into. If you go into my website, my main site is SaferMoneySpecialist.com. And over to the right of the page, you're just going to see a little box there. Click onto that. It's IWantIncomeForLife.com. It'll take you right to that site. And there's a little one-minute video there that I want you to take a peek at. And then there's a book there, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income, that you can download, or you can read it online. It's up to you. You know, if you're getting ready to retire in the next 3 to 5 years, or you've already retired, it's a good book. Take a look at it. It's got some good things in it. And that one-minute video is kind of nice also. And then on the website, you can check out some testimonials from radio call-ins. You can check out some email testimonials. There's some great third-party educational information. There's some videos. If you go to the top of the page next to my photo on the microphone, if you own a 401k or 403b, click onto that. That's that nine-minute video from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes television program. It talks about the 401k recession. Now, if you own a 401k or a 403b, you should click onto that. It was devastated what happened to these people, and I don't own those kind of things, and I was angry when I saw it. Then the middle of the page, there's a little four-minute video there, kind of an animated thing. It talks about how the financial planners and stockbrokers have finally taken responsibility for doing such a poor job in your retirement. Also, you can click on and email me from there, and you can check me out on that page, those pages there of my website. So it's Ron at SaferMoneySpecialist.com if you want to email me. Otherwise, you just go to the website and you can do it right from there.
Just like that. It's that easy to get Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. We got a little break coming up here. We will be back in 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. And 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to his seminar, he bought me dinner. But today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. And Ron, if somebody wants to set up a meeting with you, how do they do that?
Hey, they can call me, 805-660-1313. We'll ask a lot of questions. I'll listen a lot, see how I can help them make sure that we keep that money 100% safe and guaranteed. So that's what
And having an individual upfront face-to-face interview is great.
Oh, it's always the best. You know.
Always meet Ron. You can meet him at car shows. Yeah. You can meet him.
And people have done that. They've walked up to me and said, hey, Ron Grant. I look around and, hey, I heard you on the radio. Especially on Saturday when I go to shows after the show, you know, after my show and I go to a car show. Yeah, they say, hey, I heard you on the radio. I want to talk to you, which is pretty cool.
Well, speaking of fun shows and things to do, on the line we have
Gypsy Rose. How you doing, girl?
Oh, I'm doing so good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good on a great Saturday here. I want to introduce Gypsy because she is the head of the pinups that we're going to be doing a show here July 14th at Vista Ford. We've talked about it for many months now. It's the 10th Annual Collector Car Appreciation Day. And so, Gypsy, tell a little bit about what we can expect from the show, the pinup contest. I know you got some live bands coming on. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect if they come out.
Yeah, we do. We have some great entertainment expected that day. There is going to be a fabulous pinup grill contest, which just outdoes all of the pinup contests from prior years, and some great live music, amazing vendors, food trucks, you name it. It's going to be a blast for the entire family.
Cool. So how can someone register their vehicle if they want to come and show their car off?
Well, they can register by going online to vistamotorsports.com. And or you can send an email to Rick Murko, who is in charge of the Coachman Car Club, at rmurko@aol.com, or to myself at pinupsforheroes@outlook.com.
Cool. So, and what's the fee to bring the car in and show it and get it, hopefully get a trophy?
If you register a car as an individual, it's $25. Or you can also register a group of five cars or more for $20 per car.
Oh, cool. Now, I know the show's from 11 to 4, but what time do the cars need to get there if they're going to bring in their cars to show?
The cars need to arrive by around 10 to 11 a.m.
Okay. Okay. And what if somebody just wants to come and check out everything, walk around, bring their dog and their kids in the stroller and stuff like that? Is there any fee for them to come in?
No, it's absolutely free for spectators. There's parking behind the show where you can enter off Collins Street and additional parking down the street off of Ventura Boulevard. There's it's free to the public, family event.
Now, I know there are going to be some live music. Do we know who's going to be playing yet?
We do have one band for sure I can announce. The other one's still a secret, but Speed Buggy USA. They are an excellent grassroots band that everyone's going to love.
Oh, cool. Now, I know every year we do a charity, and this is probably no different. So who are we doing the charity for this year?
Our benefiting charity this year, I'm proud to announce, is the Turning Point Foundation. They've operated community-based mental health programs in Ventura County for over 30 years. Their program addresses a full range of personal needs, including homeless shelters, meet necessary physical and safety requirements, and take great care in taking care of our veterans with PTSD.
Okay, so I'm assuming, I know they're a 501c3, so if you guys donate to them, it's a tax deduction for you. Check with your tax people, but I'm pretty sure since they're a nonprofit, you can do that. Wouldn't you agree with that, Gypsy?
It is, yes. It's absolutely tax deductible, all donations, contributions, and even time volunteered.
Now, I know normally we always have a raffle. We're going to have a raffle this year?
Oh, yes, we do. We are selling raffle tickets to benefit the charity. We're giving away some incredible prizes like Dodger tickets, lots of automotive goodies, and a bicycle, and lots of other cool stuff.
Oh, great. Why don't you give them your number? Let's say someone would like to be in the pinup contest. Is there still room available?
Yes, we do have a few spaces available, not many, so you need to act fast. You can actually go also to Vista Ford Motorsport or VistaMotorsports.com to put in your application for the Pinup Girl contest or the car registration. And you can also contact us at pinupsforheroes@outlook.com.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, Gypsy, I appreciate it. I'm hoping everybody's going to come out. I know last year was really good. You know, 2 years ago we did it in Simi, and it was hotter than you know what. And
yes,
last year was perfect. We had great weather, didn't we?
Yes, it's going to be beautiful, mild, late, you know, upper 70s. It's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's
going to be great. Well, thank you for coming on and talking about it. I hope we're going to have a great time there, and you have a great rest of the weekend, okay?
Yeah, thank you for having me. You too.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care.
Well, the Turning Point Foundation is great.
Yeah, yeah.
Really good work they do, and that sounds like a fun day.
Should be fun.
Pinups, music, cars, the whole deal.
Yeah, yeah. Food vendors, and I know we're going to have, I told you, Mr. Softy's going to be there, you know, and they're going to be there all day this year. See, last year they cut out at 1, and it got a little warm. Not warm for, you know, for Oxnard, but everybody was having a little good time. We all wanted an ice cream, and they were driving out of the driveway.
But you know what? When an ice cream truck drives away, you yell, stop.
Stop!
Remember?
Yeah, I think what happened was they had a prior engagement after 1 o'clock.
Else to go.
So they could only come for the morning. They had to leave. I think that's what we were told. So.
Mr. Softy's in high demand.
Oh, he is.
So it's good to have him there.
I talked to the guy that owns the place. I was stopped at their Camarillo store one day. They're trying to build another truck, but it takes forever to build them because they're very unique and they're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, you don't just go on to Craigslist and say, I need me a Mr. Softy truck.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
That's our business. Hey, let's do that. We'll create Mr. Softy trucks and waiting for the Mr. Softy companies.
And have them all out there.
Have them ready.
Mr. Softy's the best storefront in Camarillo.
Yeah, it is, right in Old Town.
Nicely done, folks. And Turning Point Foundation, just to go for them, a great cause.
Sure.
So let's talk about you. 9 years.
Yeah, nine plus years. Well, actually longer than that. I've been doing about 10 years doing the Safer Money.
Yeah, so what started you out? How did you get going in this?
Well, you know, I was in the mortgage business. I used to own a company called Camarillo Mortgage. And my dad, who lived in Newhall at the time, had a massive stroke. The neighbor across the street did not see his blinds go back and forth and knew that my dad wasn't out of town and called the sheriff. The neighbor was in a wheelchair and he couldn't get up the hill, so he called the sheriff. Sheriff, I guess, came in, looked through the window and saw a body laying there. And of course, that was my dad. And they busted through the door, took the door off the jam, went right through there, and took my dad over to Henry Mayo Hospital in Newhall. And the doctor called and said, you know, your dad's had a stroke. I talked to the doctor. He says your dad could live a day or he could live 10 years. Well, my dad lived 8 years in a nursing home. We lived in North Oxnard at the time. We brought him over to Glenwood on C Street. And my dad wasn't happy there, so we brought him over here to Ventura at Victoria Care. And that's eventually where he ended up passing. He was paralyzed on the left side, and when he read in the center of the page to the right. Now, my dad had every type of insurance that you can think about. He had car insurance, fire insurance, life insurance, health insurance, earthquake insurance, but he didn't have long-term care insurance. And we know that long-term care is the only thing that can wipe out your assets and take away your freedom because it can continue on and on and on. Some people have needed long-term care for 25 years. There's quadriplegics out there. People have been in a major auto accident, and you know, short term only picks up a little bit, and then who's going to take care of you? So my dad didn't have this type of insurance, so I started researching, and I found a company called Amex Life, American Express. They were selling a policy, and then GE had a policy, which then became GE Capital, which then became Genworth, and now it's called Genworth Financial. And I went to their school and got trained. I got my license, got my insurance license back in '96, and I started helping people with long-term care insurance so they had freedom to choose where they got care and to protect their assets because, you know, obviously you don't want to spend down. You know, at that time it was about $45,000 a year. Right now it's over $95,000 a year for 1 year for one person. And so we depleted my dad's everything he worked for, his car, his home, his cash. When we got down to $2,000, we were allowed to apply for Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal is a program for indigent here in the state of California. It's called Medicaid in other states. And what happened was, is my dad had a pension, and he had Social Security. And, of course, his house was paid for, had a brand new car, and he was living comfortable. He wasn't living high on the hog, but he was comfortable. Well, what happened was, after we got rid of all the assets, he was, and when he got down to $2,000, we were then allowed to apply for him for Medi-Cal. Well, they took his pension and they took his Social Security, and they backed out $35, and that's what he was allowed to keep for incidentals. I mean, I covered incidentals anyway, but the bottom line was, if you don't have any family, that's what you were able to keep at that time. Now, if you're married, different story, different situation. But my dad was single at the time. So I decided I couldn't help my dad. I wanted to find out why my dad did not have this very important insurance. And I started doing research. So all the stuff that I talk about, you know, to try to help people on the show is kind of what I've done for my own money. Number one, I have a long-term care policy, and it's just about paid up, which is great. But most of all, the people that I had helped with long-term care insurance. Now, keep in mind, they're paying a premium right now to protect their assets and give them freedom to choose where to get care. Well, I realized that all the people that I'd helped, their money was still at risk. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, gas and oil and real estate trusts, REITs. These are all risky products, and they have fees, lots of fees in these things. So everything I talk about on my show, everything I used to talk about at all my dinners and lunches, is everything I've done for my own money. I not only talk the talk, I walk the walk. I have three of these products. I have two indexed annuities and one fixed. And the nice thing about it is, because I can get a guaranteed lifetime income, which eventually I'd like to have someday. And so that's nice. So I couldn't help my dad, so I'm trying to help everybody else. And now my clients that I've helped, they not only have the protection of long-term care, then they get freedom to choose where they want to get care, not herded into some place that they may not want to go to. But they've protected the nest egg, because now we've put that money in a safer place. And if that's something that you would like, if you'd like to sleep at night like my clients and I do, you know, back in 08 when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I, we got zeros. And a zero is always better than a loss. I got cookie baskets and thank you cards for not losing my clients' money. And that's what I do for my money. Because you know what? I'm too old to lose my money. I work too darn hard for it to give it away to Wall Street and the financial planners and the stockbrokers. Remember, the stockbrokers are fee-driven. Fee, fee, fee. And that's not that French poodle down the street. That's money they're charging you. And by the way, those fees are compounding. We all know what compound interest is. It's interest on top of interest on top of interest. Well, let's reverse it. These are compound fees that are coming out of your 401k, your 403b, your 457, your TSA, your TSP. Full of risk and full of fees. I don't do that. I don't do risk for me. I'm not going to do risk for you. So if you would like to sleep at night, get a reasonable range of return, maybe be one of the top 1% of our nation that gets income from multiple sources, and not pay any fees that take away from your returns, please give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Now, many people at work, I'd say almost all of them, have been exposed to 401ks or 403bs, depending on where you're employed.
Right.
Now, many people think that's the way to go. But tell us how that doesn't provide a guaranteed, and keyword guaranteed, income stream. We all see that as our big savings program for retirement, because that's what we're fed by HR, whatever, at work, and even people around the water cooler. So why is that maybe not the safest way to go and get that guaranteed income stream?
Well, first of all, and we've talked about this for many years off and on, a 401k, 403b, et cetera. For today's show, they're all about the same. There are a little different nuances, but let's talk about the 401k, and we'll group them all in together for today's show. The 401k was never designed to be a retirement plan. It wasn't. It was designed to be a savings plan. You have a pension, you have Social Security, and you have your savings. It's a three-legged stool. Well, back in the mid-70s, and it's around 74, 75, Wall Street got together with the business community. And business community said, listen, we need help. We can't keep funding these pensions. They're too expensive. And we don't want the liability. We don't want the risk. what can we come up with? And they came up with this situation. And, you know, the big winner was Wall Street, you know, because that's where all the money was filtering in and funneling into. You know, you got the companies today, the 401k companies, all the big companies that are watching over your money and stuff. There's lots of fees in that. In fact, if you didn't know there was a fee in your 401k/403b, et cetera, don't worry. 83% of Americans didn't know that, according to AARP. Well, they're so well hidden. That's the problem. You have to go on a treasure hunt to even find these things. And that's the situation, the way it is. That's what the way they set it up that way. So you can't see where the fees are and what's deducted out of your 401k. Now, 2010 came out. There was a new law that passed that said, you know, they have to start disclosing these fees. Well, 2012 came along, and then they still haven't been disclosing these fees. And to my knowledge, they're still not doing it today. You still have to go on a treasure hunt, you know, to do that. So the 401k, 403b, et cetera, are all in risk, unless you're in a money market account making diddly. I mean, why would somebody want to do that, especially if you're in your income-producing years? You know, you're putting money away. You know, you're producing your income, and you're trying to sock it away for a rainy day. Well, first of all, most of the people I meet didn't start early enough, or they didn't put enough away. But the big offender here is they stayed in risk too long. What do we know about risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, real estate trusts. These are all things you can lose your principal and your gains in. So it may not be how much you're putting away, but where you're putting it might be the problem. Traditional 401k, 403bs, et cetera, are full of risk and fees. Now, there are better ways. I take people out of those and I put them in IRAs and make it safe in an indexed linked account where they can't lose the principal, they can't lose the gains, they get a reasonable range of return, they could get a guaranteed lifetime income if they want. And there's the word that we want to focus on, guaranteed. See, Wall Street can't guarantee an income for you. It can give you an income. Don't get me wrong. You know, you can take money out of your 401k, but that's not really income, is it? You can call it income. Income is getting a check monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, or annually. That's a check. That's like a pension. It's funny, I had a lady, she said to me, she says, you know, I don't need any more money. I have a pension and Social Security. I said, well, that's fabulous, but where is the bulk of your retirement money? Is it in the pension? She says, oh, no, I have a 401k. I said, oh, well, let's look at the statements for a minute. And we looked at the statement. It's full of risk, and we know it has fees because that's how the 401k company makes money. So here's the question that I posed to her. Let's say that we have another 08. And remember, Wall Street's lost your money not once but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. So we have another 08 or 09. And now your 401k goes in half. What are you going to do? Well, that's my money I got to live on. The pensions helps me with the bills, and Social Security doesn't pay me much. But that's the bulk of my money. I said, of course it is. That's what you put it in. So you have to understand something, ladies and gentlemen, that when you're in the risk pot, and there's fees. The fees take away from your returns. If your broker says to you, you know, we're going to get you 5% this year. We know we can do it. We're going to do it. The market's up. We're going to get you 5%. But you're paying him 1% or 1.5%, and then you're paying the 401k company some money. You're not making 5%. The big question you want to ask your financial planner, and I don't know if they'll ever tell you the truth, ask what my net of fees are. What is my net of fee return this year? You know, I remember when CDs were paying 6%, 7%, and 8%, and that was good. However, let's say that the CD is paying 5% right now. Well, inflation is 3.5%, and then you got it. And then if it's a non-qualified, which means you already paid the taxes on it. Let's say you sold your house. Let me digress a minute. You sold your house. You got $50,000. You take it over to a bank, any of the banks, and then you put it into a CD. 6 months, 7 months, 8 years, well, a year, 5 years, whatever it is. I don't care the time. And they give you whatever. Let's say they give you 2%. Woohoo! 2%. All right. If inflation is 3.5, well, let's just keep it simple. Let's say it's 3. You're minus already 1% in the hole, aren't you? But then if it's non-qualified, which means you already paid the taxes on it or you sold your house or you have beneficiary money, now you are going to get 1099'd on that money. Now you're paying taxes on the money that you haven't even used yet, and now you're in the hole. You've lost money. Now, of course, on the flip side of that, if it's a qualified product, you're not going to get 1099 on that, but you're still going to lose money, because if they're paying you 2% and inflation is 3%, you've lost a percent already. See, my stuff is all tax deferred, which means you don't pay any taxes until you take it out, whether it's a qualified product or a non-qualified product. So if you want a steady guaranteed stream of income, you have to get out of that mentality of the 401k, 403b stock market mentality, because it ain't going to happen. And you teachers out there, I don't want to get a bunch of calls now saying there ain't no word called ain't. I meant to say the word ain't. Anyway. And that's funny, because I did a workshop many years ago, and I had a little school teacher come up to me, and she says, Mr. Grant, she says, I want you to tell you, I've been a teacher for 45 years. There is no such word as ain't. I said, I know. Thank you for telling me. We have to have fun, otherwise it's boring, right? So here's the deal. I can help you with that guaranteed lifetime income. I can help you keep the money 100% safe. I can also help you stop paying the fees that eat up your returns. There's a better way, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Buffett's got somewhere between $400 and $500 million in an indexed annuity, and he's got money everywhere. But he knows that he wants access to 10% of his money penalty-free, should he need it. He knows that he wants to get a reasonable range of return. He knows that he doesn't want to pay any fees, and he knows that he wants to sleep at night with that money, that portion of his money, 100% safe. If that's something that you would like to do, please give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Now, why is it important to check out stockbrokers, financial planners, maybe an insurance agent on a regular basis, and how regular should we be?
Well, Spence, you and I have gone over this for many years. We've had people in this county that have committed fraud, especially on seniors that are either financial planners, stockbrokers, insurance agents, whatever, that have taken advantage of people. Some of them weren't even licensed, I heard, you know, when we read the news articles. And, of course, they're in jail or prison for doing that, which they should be. You should be checking out your financial planner, your stockbroker, your insurance agent at least twice a year, in my opinion. I check my insurance agent out at least twice a year. Number one, you don't know if anything's changed. Have they committed a problem? You know, maybe violated the law. Maybe either the state of California, if they're licensed by the insurance agents, have had to reprimand them. If they're a stockbroker, financial planner, they're probably through FINRA.org. Maybe the government has had to reprimand them. Maybe they've had a lot of complaints that you need to know about. If someone is touching your money, you need to know about it. You know, where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you, and you need to do your own due diligence. You know, you can go on my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, and up top there's a button there, and you can check ways to check out Ronald Grant. The first thing you're going to see is my mission statement and my philosophy on business. I think if you're going to work with anybody, whether they're coming out as a contractor to add onto your room, you've got someone that's going to be doing work on your mouth, a dentist or a doctor, you should know about these people. You should be checking their license out. Are they current? Have they had any problems? And then what is their mission statement in business? Do they have the same philosophy as you? Maybe not. Maybe they're not the right person to do business with. The second thing you're going to see is a short bio on myself and my daughters. Okay, Ricky works with me part-time. My daughter Randy lives up in Oakland. You know, these are some things that you need to know. A little bit about the nonprofits that I sat on. I was a past Rotarian. I was a past chamber president. These are some things that you might want to know. And then the last way is ways to check out Ronald Grant. And the first way is through the California Department of Insurance. I've given you a bullet point by bullet point way to check me out. What are you going to find when you get on there? Well, first of all, you put my name in and you put my license number in. You're going to submit a query. You're going to see, has my license current? That's important. Can't work without a license legally in any state. Then you're going to see, is my continuing education courses up to date? That's important. You're going to see what companies I'm appointed with to help you. See, I don't work for a company. I'm not a captive agent. I work for the client. I have my own corporation, and I work for the client. And if I help you with a product, a service, or an account, the insurance company pays me through their marketing. They market through people like me. They make sure that we're licensed, that we have continuing education courses, that our criminal background is good, our credit background is good, and then they appoint us, we have training, and then we're able to go out there and help the public. Then you're going to see, have there been any complaints from the consumers? That's you people. That's everybody out in radio land. Then you're going to see, has the state of California ever had to reprimand me for anything? These are important things, ladies and gentlemen. Because remember, it's your money. I can't tell you how many times I've met with people that they just give willy-nilly to their financial planner, their stockbroker, their insurance agent, and they're not on top of this stuff. You have to watch your own things. Then below that, you're going to see the National Ethics Association. I've been a member for many, many years. The NEA is an organization that checks us out. You can contact them through the website that I've given you or through their 800 number. And I suggest that you do that. Check me out before you want to meet with me. These are important things. Because remember, whose money is it? It's your money. And where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you. So you need to do your own due diligence. Call me if I can help you, please. 805-660-1313. And I will promise you, I will help you get that money in a safer place.
Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. We're back in 60 seconds.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this mailbox money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.
And we're back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Over 9 years we've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing. On the air here at News Talk 1590
Yeehaw.
KVTA. It brokers, financial planners, when they talk about portfolio diversification, how is that different from the true class diversification? And what could the difference mean to someone's retirement and, you know, just living all those years afterward? So the word is diversify.
Well, the word is diversify, but again, true class diversification is different than what the financial planners and the stockbrokers talk about. They talk about just different pots of risk. You know, and I've used this story many times. It was Christmas time, December, many years ago. I had 200 people in the room. Lady gets up after I'm talking at a certain point. She gets up. She goes to the back of the room. I'm assuming she's going to the restroom. I can see her talking to Michael, which is my at that time was my appointment setter. And she asked Michael, you know, I need to know that I can retire and that I'm going to be able to live on my own and not have to worry and move in with my children. I need to see Ron first thing in the morning. And Michael evidently told her, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 12 noon. And so she says, get him up earlier. So I went to her house, 8 o'clock in the morning. She has this wood case door, opaque glass. This big woolly thing's coming to the door. She opens it up. She's in a big white robe with pink bunny slippers, and she has me go to the left of the room. I see a kitchen, a counter. Counter's got full of manila folders, and I'm going, oh, what does this lady have? I mean, gosh, how many things does she have? So we sit down. We're looking at the statements. I'm going through the statements, and before my butt hits the seat, I should say, bam, she says, Mr. Grant, I want to tell you something. My broker's got me diversified. I said, okay. Let me take a look. And I did. I went through everything she had there, and she was in different pots of risk. Low risk, medium risk, high risk. It's all risk. The operative word here is risk. Now, she says, but over here, he's got me here that's very safe, but over here, he's got me more aggressive, so I can kind of offset this. I said, stop a minute. I said, you're concerned about outliving your money. You were concerned when you talked to Michael about being able to stay on your own and not have to move in with your kids. We can call this anything we want to call it, but it's still risky. My take is class diversification. This is what I am. This is what most of my clients are. Real estate, liquid money, green stuff, dead presidents. That's liquidity. Metals, gold, silver, platinum, to offset the inflation of the dollar. And a good indexed annuity. Where the market goes up, we get a chance to go up with it. The market drops, we don't lose. That's the beauty of what I do. So that's true class diversification. The other stuff is smoke and mirrors, because here's the deal. If you're in any pot of risk and the market goes down, and remember, Wall Street's lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade, almost 50%, then you have to worry about how is your retirement living going to go. So what we do is we take that money out of that 401k, 403b, etc. We roll it over and we make it an IRA. We still have to keep it a tax-qualified product. Can't change that. We could make it a traditional IRA. We can make it a Roth IRA, pay the taxes on it. We can make it a SEP IRA if you're a business person and want to put more money away. But one thing we're going to do is we're going to keep it safe, and you can't lose the principal, and you can't lose any gains. Now, there's some caveats to that. You can take out 10% of your penalty free, or we can set you up with a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. Some of the companies offer an income rider, which is kind of what it means, riding on top of the policy, but it provides income. Now, some of those companies charge a fee for that, and some of them don't. I have a product right now that's paying a 22% bonus immediately. So let's go to your 401k. You have $100,000 in there. We take and roll that over, make it an IRA, and immediately you now have $122,000 in there. But that's not the best part. The best part is that each and every year that the index or indexes does something, like the Standard & Poor's 500, the NASDAQ 100, the Dow Jones Industrial, the Hang Seng, these are all indices, does something, you're going to get a 50% bonus. So let's assume for your contract year, which would be June of 2019 to June of 2020, and we're in the S&P 500 with your account, and it returns a 4%. This company is going to give you 50% of 4, which is 2. They're going to take the 2% and the 4% and then total it up, and now you got 6. So for that contract year that the S&P did a 4%, and again, we could use the Dow Jones, we could use the NASDAQ 100. I'm just taking the S&P as an example because that's the top 500 companies out there. Now you have 6% that's compounding on that $122,000 that we gave you when we opened up the account. It's powerful, ladies and gentlemen. It's so powerful. You see two values on your statement, one with the income and one without the income, that protected income value. And it's fantastic. And, you know, top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? So after 10 years, because this is a 10-year product, and let me digress a minute, 401ks, 403bs, et cetera, was meant to take out how? As a monthly or annual or semi-annual payment. Not all at once, not a lump sum, like a pension. So we take that money, we put it over there. Now, after 10 years, you start an income. And the income is going to be based on what the account value grew to in that 10-year period and how old you are, your age. It's an actuarial table. Now, let's say after 10 years, you still don't want income or you don't need income. You can pass it on. Go on to the next year. Go to the 11th year, the 12th year, whatever. But keep in mind, if it's a qualified product, if it's a 401k or an IRA or 403b, et cetera, haven't paid the taxes on it yet, at 70 and a half, you'll have to start taking your required minimum distribution. So you have to start pulling income sometime. If it's a non-qualified, you don't ever have to take income if you don't want to. And the reason I'm going to say that to you is because to get the bonuses, you'll have to take income. But let's say you passed away 3 years after you got it. Now your beneficiaries have some options. If it's your spouse, she can take over the IRA We take your name off, put her name on. It's called a stretch IRA. And she has some options. If she takes it over a five-year period, she gets to keep all the bonuses. If she takes it all out and wants to pay the taxes on it, then she would lose the bonuses. But why would anybody want to do that? That's powerful, especially compounding. Compound interest, most powerful thing in the universe. So if that's something that sounds good to you for some part of your money, give me a call. 805-660-1313 and let me help you get that money in a safer place.
So why is it important that if you are over 50, you'd be more concerned about receiving a guaranteed income rather than having your retirement assets in a risk product or trying to chase the returns? Why do we want to make that secure at 50?
Well, first of all, a lot of people are retiring early, which is great. That's, you know, fantastic you can do that. I'm very happy for you. A lot of people, that 50 mark, they're 50 to 55, there seem to be a lot of people retiring today. But here's the situation. If your money's in the market, okay, you're not getting that guaranteed lifetime income, first of all, where we can put you and get you that guaranteed lifetime income, which is nice. But think about it this way. If your money's in Wall Street and you're over 50, and let's say you even plan to retire at 60, and we had a 50% downturn in the market, are you willing to gamble that that it's going to be back to even par in that 10-year period of time that would even give you the money that you have today? And I'll use this as an example. I've used it many times, and I think it's very clear, and a lot of people understand it, that's why I'm using it. You and your best friend are in a 20-story office building. And back in 08, when the market tanked almost 50%, you're in a good indexed annuity. Your friend is in Wall Street with their 401k. Your friend goes all the way to the basement via the express elevator. You, however, are staying right on the fifth floor. You don't go anywhere. And years later, as the market starts to come back, you're going up to the sixth and the seventh floor. Your friend has to come all the way back to the fifth floor just to break even. Now, I don't know anybody that wants to put money out there just to break even. You're risking your money to break even. Doesn't make sense. Plus, you have fees there that you're paying. You know, in 08 and 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, your financial planner and your stockbroker still made money. Yeah. How do you like that? I don't like that. My clients and I don't like that. That's why we're not in those things. So if you're over 50, in my opinion, you should stop chasing the returns and let's focus on getting a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. Doesn't that make more sense? In other words, why would you want to lose your money and have to wait 5, 6, 7, 8 years to come back just to break even? It doesn't make any sense. Now, people say, well, you know, I'm only 35. I got time. Yes, you do have time, God willing. But here's the deal. They don't want to lose their money either. They do have time to make it up. If you're 50, 60, or 70, we don't have time to make it up. And the thing that concerns me the most is the financial planners and the stockbrokers, in my opinion, are painting us all with the same brush. They're taking the 30-year-old and selling him the same stuff as they'd sell a 60-year-old. Except maybe they call it low risk and they moved it to the low risk pot. It's still risk, guys. Why would a 60-year-old want to take their dignity money, the money that they worked so hard for their life, and put it in a risk pile, taking the chances that they may lose it? I know we get greedy out there. We want to say, oh, I'm going to take my money out tomorrow because I know the market's got problems. We've had some pretty big ups and pretty big downs. And oh, gosh, I'm going to wait. But are you willing to gamble? You're gambling with your life, your life savings. Now, you know, I guess you could move in with your kids. I don't know how that would work. Or you could go back to work. Maybe. I don't know if you could get a job in your field. Maybe you got to go get a Walmart greeter job. I don't know. But I don't take that risk. I'm too old to lose my money, and I want to sleep at night. So if I can help you sleep at night, give me a call, 805-660-1313, or go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com, and you can email me from there. You can see some great third-party educational information there.
We will be back in just 60 seconds. Don't forget, Chick-fil-A is next.
Hi, it's Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist.
Did you know that many hardworking people today are setting aside money for retirement? But most of them may be making a huge mistake. Not only are there major risks in traditional retirement approach, but what many people don't realize is that it may not be the amount of money that they're saving for retirement, but where they're saving it at that matters the most. Call me now, 805-660-1313. If you'd like to protect your hard-earned money, pay no fees, and receive a lifetime income, then call me, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313. Stop paying your stockbroker or financial planner fees that eat up your returns, and stop risking your principal and any gains you already earned. Call me now, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, and we are doing Chick-fil-A.
We're going to do the Chick-fil-A giveaway, and that's going to be nice. Yes, sir. Robert, who owns Chick-fil-A here in Ventura, for years has given my listeners gift cards. And it was dinner and lunch. Now I think we got some breakfast cards. Thank you, Robert. You've been really great for many, many years helping my listeners and stuff. In fact, I used to do my shredding event over there, and he would bring lemonade out and give away chicken sandwiches to the people standing in line, which I thought was nice. So what I want you to do is I want you to go to whatever you email with and go to the subject line and write the word chicken. I want you to send me your name, your address, and your phone number, because Robert requires that because he's given you the cards, not me. I'm going to personally mail them out on Monday, though. I will definitely do that for you. So go right now to Ron at SaferMoneySpecialist.com. I'm going to take the first two people to email me. And guess what? I'm going to give two cards to each of you. So that's four cards I'll mail out on Monday. And you'll get them, and then you'll go over there to the one in Ventura. Now, it's only good in Ventura, and that's over by Chuck E. Cheese, which is nice. And then you can have breakfast on Robert. That's
it's great. Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Wonderful people, fabulous service, and the food.
Do you eat the breakfast? Do you go to the breakfast?
I've never been there for it, but if I would just be up and around, if they would only open up at 2:30 in the morning. I don't know what's wrong with these people sometimes.
Yeah, how come they're not open? That doesn't make sense. They have a egg white, chicken breast, and cheese.
Oh, sounds good.
Oh, my God. It's to die for. It's
healthy,
so good.
Too. Yeah. Right in there.
You don't know.
Imagine
how,
that.
I don't know how healthy it is.
Oh, it's very healthy.
Okay.
Egg white.
All right. Egg white. Oh, the egg white.
Hey, look who's on the phone.
Who's on the phone?
Will.
Mr. Will Hart. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, but now you guys made me hungry.
I know. We always make you hungry. How's your Saturday going, bud?
It's going great.
Hey, all right. Well, if you haven't heard of Will Hart, he is my metal, my gold, my silver, my platinum guy. He's helped me with my IRA. I put some gold coins in there, and then it was kind of nice. And he's helped a lot of my clients, and he can help you also. So what we want to talk about today is we want to talk about the difference between paper gold and real gold. That's going to be our first one. And I got a couple other ones to hit you with when we're done with that one.
Sure. So obviously your broker is going to mention to you, oh, you want gold? Sure. Let me get into an ETF, a GLD, SLV. They're going to offer you paper gold because that's what they have access to. They don't have access to physical gold. Now, the difference between the two, obviously, one is backed as basically a leveraged account. There's a pile of gold, let's say $1 million of gold sitting in a vault, and then that'll be sold $500 million worth against that, the one little pile. When the market goes south, the principals can reach in, grab that $1 million of gold bars, and now your piece of paper is backed by nothing. So obviously, most of the clients that we've been dealing with over here, we've noticed, are coming from paper gold, getting into the actual, real, tangible, physical gold like you have and like I have.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about continued demand. You know, there's got to be this demand for gold because people are hedging against the inflation and stuff like that. Let's talk about what you feel that the demand is going to be doing.
Well, we're seeing on our end right now, we're selling six times more gold now than we were in December. So definitely people are hedging. People are preparing for a market correction, and they're looking for precious metals as that safety net, as that portfolio insurance, as some people call it. And we know, we've talked about this in the past, that Bloomberg put out a chart that showed that miners over the past 10 years are finding 85% less gold. So there's a lot less gold out there. The demand is growing. I mean, you do the math, Ron. What direction do you think gold's going to go?
Yeah. What, you mean there's no gold tree? We can't go over there and shake?
Yeah. I have been looking for it. I can't find it.
Yeah, I've been looking for it too. I haven't been able to find it. Let's talk about the privacy, because people are so afraid of, you know, people knowing what's going on in their business and stuff. Let's talk about how the privacy issue would affect these precious metals.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two ways, and I'll cover the other subject, which is going to come up, I'm sure, which is the two ways to purchase precious metals. One way, of course, is you buy gold and you can put inside a retirement account. Now, obviously, if your gold is inside of a retirement account, then, I mean, it's listed there as far as, you know, what is inside your retirement account. So that's kind of a little bit more, you know, obvious as to you're not hiding anything, and no one's ever talking about doing anything about hiding. But when it comes to a cash purchase, that's very discreet. The only people that know that you have metals is you and us, and we don't do any type of reporting. So so if you truly want to keep, you know, your precious metals purchase very, very quiet, a cash purchase, but then you can also, of course, protect your retirement account with precious metals.
Yeah, right. And then let's talk about liquidity, because some people say, well, you know, what if I need my money out tomorrow? Unlike, you know, my products, you know, they're locked in for a period of time, but I would assume that metals are pretty liquid. You just have to decide if you want to sell them or hang on to them, right?
Correct. The client can wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm liking that new lawnmower that they got on sale. They can have the metal shipped to us, and we'll have funds either in a check or wired back to them, usually within 24 to 48 hours. So it's a very, very quick turnaround.
Cool. Well, if you'd like some gold, silver, or platinum, again, Will has helped me with my IRA. I have some gold coins in there. I have them in increments, which is nice because, like we just talked about, maybe selling something. I might find a classic car that I liked or something that I want to do. I don't have to sell a whole ounce. I can sell an eighth ounce, a quarter ounce, whatever. He's also helped a lot of my clients. Good for 401ks. I've had a couple clients that put their money in 401ks, you know, but the gold and the 401k stuff that they have. And I think it's important because, you know, again, you can use qualified or non-qualified stuff. Give me a call, and I will put you in touch with Will Hart. And known him for many years. He's really good. He knows what he's talking about. 805-660-1313, and we'll get it done. Buddy, listen, have a great rest of the weekend, and stay out of trouble, huh?
You too, Ron. Take care.
Yeah, all right, boy.
We need experts.
We need experts.
That's what we need.
Yeah, you got
people like Will.
Well, we focus. Yeah. You know, this is the thing. I mean, there's lots of guys out there that sell life insurance, health insurance, long-term care insurance, indexed annuities. I focus on, you know, the safer money. And I feel really proud about me helping the clients and focusing on that. And Will does too. Will focuses on the metals, and that's what he does. You know, he's not out there selling a bunch of different products and things like that. So, you know, it's important, I think, again, that we talked about that true class diversification.
Yep.
And metals is part of them. Metals is part of that true class that you should have diversified in your portfolio. In my opinion, that is, anyway.
We need your phone number because we got to jump.
805-660-1313. Let's everyone out there have a blessed day, and let's be kind to one another.
Hi, I'm Ron Grant. You know me from the radio as the host of the Safer Money Solution Show and as the original Safer Money Specialist. I'm focused on helping everyone who wants to retire one day and find a safe alternative to the risk and fees of the stock market. That's what I do. But what's in it for you? Why talk to me about your hard-earned money? The market's been up, so now is a great time to be a profit taker and take some of your money out of the Wall Street casino. As the original Safer Money Specialist, I'm focused on giving you some of the upside of Wall Street without the risk and fees and the downside. So call me now, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313. We'll talk about a guaranteed lifetime income and how to keep your money 100% safe. To learn more, tune into the Safer Money Solution Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. And let's start planning your guaranteed retirement. Call me today, 660-1313, and I'll show you how to keep your money 100% safe.